How old are you?
I'm 56.
55. Mabizela Street, a cul-de-sac in Orlando East Soweto, less than 1 kilometer from Orlando High School, where Hector Peterson was shot dead by police in 1976, is alive with shrieking children locked in an intense street soccer match. But Cecile Nglovu is confining her 3 grandchildren to her tiny backyard. She's worried about her family and is trying her best to keep them safe during the COVID-19 crisis.
So I noticed that you're quite particular that people keep their distance.
Yes.
Tell me what you know about Corona. Does it worry you?
It does, because people doesn't take it seriously. Some people doesn't take it seriously. Mm. They can help others. Mm.
So how are you taking it seriously? What steps have you put in place to make sure that you don't...
Keeping a distance.
Yeah.
Sanitizing my house, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I sanitize the doors and the tables, like the what do they call it? The
surfaces, counter. Yeah.
The surfaces.
So why do you take such measures? Is it to protect your grandchildren? Is it to protect yourself?
To protect the family. Mm. The whole family as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people are staying here now?
While Cecile is concerned about keeping her family safe, she says she has also taken great pleasure in having more time to spend with her grandchildren and has no problem keeping them happy or entertained.
Have you found it difficult to keep the children occupied? You said you were caring for your grandchildren.
No, we don't find that difficult, because they are playing soccer in the yard. They watch TV, they read, mm-hmm. and they listen to stories that I tell them.
Really?
Yes.
What stories do you tell them?
The old stories, my school days stories, you know, how I grew up, the stories that my mom told me,
yeah.
The stories that my father told me,
yeah.
And they know it all.
Retired 77-year-old Sipho Mnguni, on the other hand, is not as concerned about the virus and is positive that if the country follows the president's instructions, they will be okay. But having lost his wife Emily to breast cancer just last year, he says that the lockdown has made him miss her now more than ever before.
Like this, where he's sort of forced to stay at home, does he miss his wife, especially now?
Uyabuza ukuthi kulesikhathi esifana kule simo sikusomanje njengoba basitshela ukuthi nasihlale endlini esingazuli uyamkhumbula unkosikazi wakho
njengiyamkhumbula kakhulu
bekuwumuntu
right ngempela be-right ngempela ya besihlalisana kahle kakhulu umuntu okhuthele umuntu ophekela kamnandi ngenzela zonke izinto kahle hayi no besihlalisana kakhulu kahle.
So,
noma yena benayo umntwana-ke umntwana umfana unayo umntwana umfana-ke kodwa mabuhlala khona benakubo-ke bonkosikazi ya hhayi besihlalisana kahle besiphilisana kahle naye unkosikazi kakhulu kakhulu.
He misses her a lot. She was a very ukhuthala ngesifuna nje sithi she was a very energetic person.
Yeah.
And they got along very well. He misses her cooking. but they got along very well, and in times like these, he does miss her.
A truly religious woman, 72-year-old Jonah Nkosi, is concerned about her community's faith in this time when they are prohibited from gathering to pray. Her and her son Zachariah describe how the inability to pray together has affected them during the Easter period.
I'm a younger brother, Kim Rum, so we're not the church, we're much out there. So since everything is Kalile, then I'm not from Zawasa, I think I'm going to go to the Zawasa, so a batla go tswa ke a le ba ronda mo jardeng a tsa tlotsa tsa di tsa nje go ba le ntse a tsa le busy a ikitse busy.
So his younger brother is a pastor and he runs a church from the house, but now because of this coronavirus, people are not coming to church, so it affected that. And Gogo also can't go to church, so she can't even leave to go to church or go anywhere. So there's been a distinct
personality difference. Break TV from the wall, woman. Yeah, young, you can't go there.
So she can't go anywhere. To kind of like.
Good Friday, we worried with it because we want to pray.
So everything and make it
because everything is living from God.
So what are you going to do on Good Friday?
Good Friday.
Stay at home, boys are like.
I get to be carrying
my son to Fridays, we go to churches, then you see, that's where we get our entertainment from.
You
pray for such things, you understand?
Pray.
So I want to say,
the Lord every day.
So,
when you're sleeping, you pray. When you wake up,
you pray.
So Rapela still.
Rapela, we still.
Yeah, condition. Dimo arbabal.
Arbabal.
Yeah, because Nasar sako no kopan. Because I can have kopan ya rokona repeat this day. But then har arohanya so still we don't have to worry about losing everything.
So faith is still a big part of
sort of
like the family, and what he's explaining is that like usually prayer works well when you're in large numbers, but because of the coronavirus, people are being separated. You know, like we know that belief that like the numbers make the prayer stronger.
So now there's
been that separation that's happened because of the coronavirus. But what he's saying is that it's important not to lose faith and continue to pray in our individual spaces in the hope that we can be.